but consider the door. He who says, I am the door, is the Son of the Highest, even Jesus Christ. Why, even the likes of you and me would aspire to be a porter at such a door, would we not? Christ, the divine Son of God, the entrance to the very kingdom, makes becoming a doorman a royal calling. People who go in and out of that door find rest and peace and security for their souls. By me, says Jesus, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. There is not a more important portal in all the world than this. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. The pastoral ministry turns on that great truth. There are doors which open to money and wealth. Other doors open to status in the eyes of men and fame. And still others open to vibrant health. Each of these doors has its own sentinel, but we are privileged to become keepers at the only door that opens to eternal life, and that door is Christ. I am the door, says Jesus. Now, his language is that of the pastoral scene of the ancient world. Picture sheep grazing far into the hills, late in the day, too late to return to the village. For protection, the sheep are gathered into sheepfolds, which were open spaces enclosed by a wall, constructed perhaps by random stones and brush. The entry, or the gate, had no door. The shepherd himself lay down in the passageway. Literally, the shepherd was the door to the sheepfold, and there was access to that fold only by him. Through him, through Christ, we have access to the Father. Christ alone and none other is that door. Such an assertion, in the eyes of many critics, seems to be quite exclusive, preferential, even prejudicial, and some even say bigoted. In his 1996 memoirs, Democratic presidential hopeful candidate Bill Bradley disavowed his former Christian identity. Once he had written, quote, I love Jesus Christ and I try to serve him to the best of my ability. The choice is simple between Jesus Christ and the world. End of quote. That was Bradley's bold Christian testimony. He had been a member of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Today, according to a reputable business publication, Bradley is put off by what he calls fundamentalists' narrowness of view and intolerance of other faiths. Christianity for Bradley is not sufficiently inclusive. Brethren, Christianity is most inclusive. So inclusive that not one sinner is not welcome in the kingdom of God. Not one will be turned away. That's how inclusive the Christian faith really is. But the door? Yes, the door. Only one is the door, Christ. Why, who else bears away the sins of sinners? By whose body on the tree of the cross is so much availed for so many? Who else than Jesus Christ was raised for our justification? Who is the righteous for the unrighteous, the just for the unjust? Who fills those many terms in the New Testament, themes that are woven into the very message of salvation? Who fills those terms with meaning? You know the words: grace, peace, hope, the kingdom, faith. Each of those terms possesses meaning, and they are a blessing and comfort only because Jesus Christ is the center and substance of every salvific concept that we know from the Holy Scriptures. Christ is the door. And by this little bit of imagery that our Lord uses and employs here in the Gospel of John, he suggests a role for you and for me. Do you know that some doormen, have you ever watched them at the entrance of a fashionable hotel or restaurant? Some doormen are very faithful, but others somehow betray their calling. If you have watched them, they effectively close the door to the public. They strut back and forth in their fancy uniforms. Their sense of importance seems to go to their head, preoccupied with this or that. Meanwhile, a traffic jam is developing in front of the establishment. The doorman knows how to direct the public, but people can't get to the entrance for his bungling of his job. He is a doorman, but he turns into an obstacle. What kind of doorman are you becoming? I can tell you from a few years in the ministry and a few mistakes in this regard, more than a few over the years, that it happens, yes, it can happen, that people cannot get to Christ for the sense of pride and self-importance on the part of the pastor. He fashions himself as the man in the congregation. I want to suggest to you this morning that getting in the way at the door is perhaps the greatest liability in the pastoral ministry. But before we ever enter the ministry, there are some liabilities for us as students as well. What kind of doormen are we becoming? There are some men among us who would seek and end run around or an easy pathway through theological education. Assignments and readings receive only casual notice, and scores of issues raised by professors to help students toward solid learning and growing are summarily dismissed, it seems, by some of us. Are we men who are being pulled right through these years at the seminary by this or that distraction? Some of us, I fear, at times at least in the course of a quarter, cannot seem to bring ourselves in this special time of our life to say no to many things in order to say yes to extended and absorbing study, reflection, and synthesis. Sometimes we seem to have little patience for that slow and deliberate process of growing and maturing spiritually and theologically. It's a good time, the second week of the quarter, for us to ask ourselves, what kind of doormen are we becoming? That's a good question for professors, too, indeed. Certainly none of us here this morning intentionally want to become a bungling doorman. Not at all. Well, where shall we resort for help? These beautiful gospel words submit to us that we may find deliverance from the sins that hinder us from becoming prospective doormen for the Lord by using the door ourselves. By walking through that door, which is Christ, going out and coming in. Only in Christ, in Him who was the servant supreme, in the humility of His degrading and despicable death on the cross for our sins, only by coming and going in Christ can you and I hope to stay on course and be and become humble servants in the ministry. Yes, nothing more than doormen who step aside and let others have the full and free access to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Brethren, it is Christ the door who fashions the door man. May the Lord Jesus deliver us from the arrogance of our self-importance, and taking us into His death and resurrection, may He fashion us ever anew daily as His servants. Just a doorman, that is all. What a calling, what a privilege, what grace of God that we should point the weak and the lost, souls broken by sin, to Him for healing and forgiveness, to Him who is the door, even Christ. In His name, amen.